You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Can you see cheese on my shirt? I was eating cheese.
With nacho cheese?
In our household, we just eat crackers, cheese, and pepperoni.
Little charcuterie board?
Definitely not put on a board. I put on a plate. I don't do anything. Kai! Can I get a cracker with blueberry, goat cheese, and pepperoni?
We're doing an experiment.
Are you out of your mind?
Okay, this is bad timing. She's making dinner right now for our whole family.
You are such a prick.
She's got flour on her hands.
That's not flour, asshole. It sucks.
So you have clean hands. Do you think pepperoni would go well with the blueberry goat cheese?
And cracker. Say and cracker.
Doesn't that seem like it's a weird combination?
No, it's salty and sweet.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
Can I try it?
Another win for the dummies.
Now you both are teaming up against me. I gotta try it now.
What do I?
I'm gonna need to try this. Can I try this? So should we start the show or should I wait for the blueberry goat cheese?
Let's do a little intro. New Lines, presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by Uncrustables. That's right, that PB&J that you just can't resist.
It's good.
And cutting carbs, taking that crust off, baby. It's healthy eating.
I don't know that that's how that works.
The best part of the sandwich, Uncrustables, can't beat it.
Time out. Was there a crust to uncrust on an Uncrustable?
There is, for sure, yeah.
And there's no chance.
Yeah, we already talked about this. My tight end coach, Tom Melvin, shout out to Tommy Mel, he uncrusts the Uncrustables. The part where the forks would be on empanada or something. Yeah, he just...
I forgot about that.
To be honest, I mean, it's the most average part of the Uncrustable is that part, so...
I love the crust of the Uncrustable. I'm serious. I'm a big crust guy, though.
Because you're a crusty son of a bitch. All right, now. We are your hosts. I'm Travis Kelsey. This is my big brother, Jason Kelsey. New Heights comes to you every single Wednesday during the NFL season. Subscribe on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. Follow the show on all social media at New Heights Show with 1S. And check out our official fan club at newheightsshow.com. Jason, how is that pepperoni and goat cheese, blueberry goat cheese with a cracker? Salty and sweet. You're such a fucking prick. Don't do this.
It's not bad. It just doesn't, it's just a weird combination.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's amazing.
I just think
goat, too.
Nice.
It's literally just if it's on a plate, I'll throw all three of them together.
If it would have been, if it was
cranberry goat cheese?
No, what's the...
honey goat cheese?
Nacho prosciutto. What's the other... Prosciutto. If it was prosciutto, it makes sense because it's just a saltiness. But pepperoni has a little bit of other flavors. It just doesn't. It's not a.
Yeah, I hear you.
If it was honey, it would go well. But the blueberry and the pepperoni is a weird combo. I'm staying by what I said. It's not bad though.
As he goes for a second, he's such a.
I mean, not bad.
Look at the man. He'll eat anything. Jason. Thank you, Kylie.
Thank you for getting to the bottom of that. She hates me.
Well, she's going to even hate you more tomorrow. Jason, why don't you tell everybody what we got coming up?
We got a fantastic episode as usual, everyone. We're going to recap both of our Week 16 Christmas Day games, get to some fan mentions, and we'll break down the biggest storylines from around the NFL. And we only got two games left before playoffs start.
Playoffs?
So talk about that a little bit, I guess. Huh? But first.
Well, that was first.
New news.
Hey, we got a guest episode coming up. That's right. We have for you 92%ers for being so loyal and tuning in every single week and being such fan of the Kelce household. We have a Kelce family year end holiday spectacular episode. That's right. I read that correctly. And it's dropping this Friday. It's going to be a revolving door of Kelce family members coming through to talk with us. And we cannot wait to share it with you this Friday. It'd be fun. We haven't even recorded it yet, so we're saying it's going to be fun, and we don't. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, but it's going to be fun. But
it always is. It always is.
I think you guys have been asking a lot of questions to the New Heights team, so we're going to ask some of the family members some of the things you guys have been submitting.
I got some good ones. I got some good ones for the people that
we're talking to.
Yeah, I got some good ones.
Is it Mom? Mm. Dad?
Mm.
Kylie?
What else we got coming up, Jason?
Another new news. Donna Kelce had a bake sale. How about that?
Yeah, Mom.
The Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles were able to buy Donna Kelce's chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
The fans that were at both Arrowhead and Lincoln Financial this past week at the Christmas Day game were able to buy our mom's cookies, which is crazy because I think that's the first time they've ever been for sale.
Yeah.
But yeah, all of the proceeds from the cookies benefited organizations selected by the teams. For the Eagles, they benefited the Eagles Autism Foundation. And for Kansas City, they benefited Operation Breakthrough that Travis has been intimately involved with. So yeah, thank you to all of you that ate the cookies. I hope they tasted good and were as good as they usually are for Mama Kels. And supporting these wonderful organizations.
You know it.
Making it an even merrier Christmas.
Shout out to Mama Kels for spreading the holiday cheer with some good old Donna Kelce cookies. Yeah, let's move on. I guess it was Christmas, wasn't it?
Huh. It was Christmas, yeah.
Funny thing, yeah. So usually quarterbacks give out big prizes.
Yeah.
Presents, I mean. And did you get any good gifts this year? I think like 2 years ago or last year, you got a big Louis Duffel. That
we did.
That's the sandals. That thing is sweet.
Yeah, that's my go-to still.
Did you guys get any good ones this year?
Yeah, so Jalen, the first year he was the starter, got Jordans.
Not just any Jordan, patent leather bread ones.
Sorry, I didn't know. Red and blacks.
Bread, red and black, bread.
Bread. Oh, is that why it says that?
All right.
How about that? These guys are clever. Last year was the Louis Vuitton bags.
Damn.
And then this year he got us watches. Not just any watch. It's a pretty nice watch.
Ooh, gold or white?
It's white.
Ooh.
I know. Right, different. It's not. Typically, I'm a gold guy. I like gold, but it's a good watch.
I like gold.
Gold finger.
Yeah, Pat got the entire Chiefs offensive line golf carts, which was pretty sweet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was trying to get out of the parking lot on, I think it was last Thursday, and everybody is just flying around. Those things are street legal, so everybody's going about
35 street legal?
Miles. Yeah, they were going about 35 miles so per hour.
Are these gas or electric?
I believe electric. Yeah, I believe electric.
Yeah, all right.
So you might not get very far, but street legal nonetheless. And they were all sweet. They were all custom too. Had the guys' names on them.
Trav, do you guys do a gift exchange in your room?
We have in years past. This year I just went up and teamed up with my guy Daniel Patrick and got everybody who's a designer out in LA. And
what'd you get him?
Got everybody suits? Velour jumpsuits. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, nice, cozy, comfy. Everybody could just, you know, this winter, just enjoy a nice velour top and bottom, just a hoodie and sweatpants, man. It's so good.
I don't know why I don't like velour.
Dude, it's comfy.
It's like those, like that, like blanket material that a lot of people like. I'm not a fan.
I
like,
got you one too.
I mean, okay. Well, actually, if it's from you, I like it.
You can't make this shit up, people.
No, I was saying like, if it's not done right, sometimes they just don't feel right.
I know exactly what you're saying. This one's done right, though. This one's done right.
Oh, perfect. Then I'll probably love it. All right. So we got...
What are you, more of a cashmere guy?
I do like cashmere more. I don't
cashmere
know what
makes
it,
me hotter. Like, this is... I think it does. This is cashmere. And this is... Yeah. Fuck, I'm burning up right now.
I like wool. I like wool a lot. I don't know. Whatever. We're going down a major rabbit hole.
Yeah, you can cut all of that. How about you guys? Do you guys do anything in the O-line room outside of, or you guys just let the quarterbacks get you everything?
So we do a white elephant every year. For those of you that don't know what, I mean, does everybody know what white elephant is at this point?
Nope.
So white elephant, as opposed to like Secret Santa, where you're buying a gift specifically for a person, white elephant is you just buy the gift. It goes into a room and then people, you get an order from youngest to oldest in the O-line room. That's how we decide the order.
Seniority. Yep.
Each person after the first person has to pick a gift to open up. And then each person after that gets to decide whether they want to steal that gift or somebody else's gift or open a new present. Each gift can be stolen a maximum of 3 times. Yeah, you keep going until all the presents are open.
Nice.
So you can't steal the same gift in the same round, but it's pretty enjoyable. The hide items this year, there was a Dr. J autographed card. I think that was pretty dope.
Ooh, Philadelphia's own, baby.
Oh, man. There was a solo stove, I think. There's always like one of those, I feel like, every year at this point.
Solo stove?
Yeah, it's like a fire pit, smokeless fire pit.
So like a George Foreman?
Way different, but you don't cook. Well, I guess you could cook with it, but just like a...
It's a heater?
Travis, you've seen this at my house. It's just a metal ring that you put wood in, you light it on fire.
Oh, and, it's yeah. A fire pit.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, they will burn your face off, though. They will burn your face off.
I got a kegerator from my man, Cam Juergens. Shout out to Cam.
Okay, big Cam. Little kegerator.
Yep, yep.
What are you going to throw in there?
Probably some kegs.
See, we get some Christmas pale ale up there or what?
I'll do some beers, but also, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Hottest, literally the hottest item I thought in the room was a flamethrower. We had a full-blown, I'm serious.
A flamethrower.
I'll get you the exact model of this thing, but it shoots up to 150 feet.
What?
Dude.
150 feet?
150 feet. If you get the right combination.
Is somebody going to war? What the fuck are we doing?
I'm surprised it's legal. Like, I didn't even know.
You can just buy these things? This isn't like.
That's what happened.
Should we even be saying this right now?
I'm pretty sure it's legal. We'll find out, I guess.
You could just get a 150-foot flamethrower.
Well, it depends on what combination or mixture you put into it. It's if you mix the right amount of diesel, gasoline, and napalm, you can shoot that thing 150 feet.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody could blow themselves up with this thing, but that's
awesome. For sure. No,
this is amazing.
That was the most eye-opening
flamethrower. How many times did that thing get stolen in the white elephant?
I don't think it got stolen. I think Cam got it and nobody
like,
really
yeah,
knew what else
that.
To do with that.
Cam deserves that.
I was going to steal it from him, but he was like, dude, open my gift. Then it was a kegerator. So we were all happy in the end. And plus he's definitely coming over at our house to use the flamethrower. And like, we're definitely using the flamethrower.
Dude, you got too much. You got too much shit. You need burnt. You need to fucking torch. You need to torch that house.
Just got to have the Haverford fire department, make sure they're Havertown fire department. I don't even know which one it is, but make sure they're nearby.
Entire team to come by with a fire extinguisher. Just yeah. Be like, all right, everybody.
That was brought by Landon Dickerson, who has another. We had a birthday
Landon
party.
Dickerson bought it. Okay. I definitely would have thought that was
Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he had a birthday party over at his house earlier this year and he had a flamethrower. And I think that's what got this whole thing started. It was a way less powered one. Like it was just a little spritzer, shot 50 feet. That thing was badass. So I can't imagine what this 150-foot monster is going to be like.
Oh my!
It was the life of the party.
Well, I mean, now I got to see it. So we got to get that thing on video.
Hopefully, they got to be safe, right?
It's really fun when you have flamethrowers. So can't wait to see you guys use that thing.
I was about to say, do you think you get through the security at the games with a flamethrower? You know, they check like everything.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way. There's no way.
Could you imagine coming out of the tunnel? Just.
Number 63, Cam Juergens.
This is electric. Instant fan favorite.
Yeah, let's get to some fan mentions of the week. All right, now. First fan mention is we got a shout out from the NFL. That's right. The NFL page posted us on their Christmas Day cartoon. I've seen them do this before, and yeah. I just don't get it. I don't get it at all.
What don't you get?
I'm feeding a squirrel, and Jason is
You're feeding a squirrel.
Yeah, and he's Philly Santa.
How do you spell that?
I'll leave that up to the dictionary. Also, Jason looks real tan for some reason.
And, you're tan too.
This is
just not as tan as me.
And I'm clean shaved. I'm a clean shaved kid. As you all know, I do tend to shave my beard every now and then. I feel like I'm supposed to be Pat Mahomes in this.
I got a theory.
You look like Jordan Mulata.
No, I look like Brandon Graham. Zoom in on that face. There's no way you can tell me that that is not Brandon Graham. Zoom in on it.
It is. I don't have to. It's right there.
I think that these guys make, have you ever seen Disney? Did you like the same bear from Jungle Book, Baloo, is also in like the Robin Hood one with that bear. Like they repurpose drawings to save time when they're making like movies. I think that the guy who made this cartoon just took Pat Mahomes' face, put it on your guy, took Brandon Graham's face, put it on my guy so that he didn't have to go through the time of making another face. I'm on to you, bud.
And just put a Santa?
Yeah, I'm on to you. You're not fooling me.
You're the exact same skin complexion as Jalen Hurts right next to you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty accurate.
Nonetheless, you know, shout out to the NFL for throwing us up there.
It's an honor to be Santa.
I haven't fed a squirrel in a long time, but I'm always down.
It is pretty cool. The record that Jalen's playing is a gold record, and that was the color of our album this year.
Yeah. I haven't opened the album.
The deluxe album is gold. It's the only one. So pretty cool.
I like gold.
Yeah. And then in other Christmas news, there's a tweet about me that a bunch of you might have seen, but about a million of you actually, I guess, tagged us in this tweet from @DumplingMenace. AKA Incrustables. My sister says, I think that's what they're saying. He looks like Jason Kelsey. Me looks up to see who she's talking about. And it is the Santa from the Rudolph Christmas claymation, old one.
Not buying into it.
I've always gotten, I look like Yukon Cornelius. That's the one that everyone's always, and it's from the exact same movie. So I was shocked when this picked up so much steam because I've always gotten that one. I think we're both getting major Ed Kelsey vibes with the snowman, right?
1,000%, yeah.
That's an Ed Kelsey.
Fat people with facial hair look like Jason.
Maybe even a little bit of Uncle Don, to be honest with you. Just Uncle Don, just not that round.
The eyes,
it's a little bit more of like a goatee-ish type thing.
Mm-hmm. You had the handlebars at one point.
I did, my rookie year.
They were fucking disgusting.
Did a little no-shave November. It was really bad.
Yeah. You went all in.
And what was worse is when you don't like twirl it up and it's just like all sitting down.
It's the walrus.
You would like, I would drink like a pint, right? And you could see the mustache hairs floating in the liquid that you're drinking. And that's when I was like, yeah, this is absolutely gross.
I almost just threw up.
Yeah, it was bad. It was really,
you
really bad.
You had real flavor savers.
Oh, no, legit. Yeah.
You just.
There's some barbecue sauce from earlier. It's time to shout out our next partner, Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. And it's, I don't know if that's good because the numbers usually win. Trav, what do you got?
Yeah, but all you have to do is select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and place your entry. That's all you got to do. It's that easy.
And plus, Prize Picks weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday. That's right. That's why it's called Taco Tuesday.
Bye, Brian.
Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value.
And good news, 92% is Prize Picks now offers Apple Pay. That's dangerous right there. For quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. Man, that's a game changer right there. All you got to do is just double tap the side of that phone.
Just a little,
Oh, facial recognition in.
And now for this portion of the ad read labeled personal experience to be read by talent outside of Travis and Jason Kelsey, because we are current active NFL players and cannot participate. But you know who can? That's right. Our
Brandon.
Intern. Oh,
Brandon.
So festive.
Oh, look at you.
Do you have a good Christmas, Brandon?
Are you a Longhorn
fan, Brandon?
Oh.
Where are you at home in your old room at home?
Yeah, I am. And I had a good Christmas. I got a nice pair of socks. I don't need your bullshit.
Let's fucking go, man.
Nice.
Let's go, man.
What kind
socks are underrated, man.
Wool?
Socks are so underrated.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some warm socks. Dude. I got some warm socks. Yeah. Parents always take care of me.
I love wool socks.
Jason doesn't fucking wear socks. Stop, Jason.
I wear wool socks when I'm not wearing my my sandals.
It's underwear he doesn't wear.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
We've been over this. No, the show is covered.
Takes the phrase cold as balls to a whole nother, level.
There's a prize pick stat for Jason Kelsey underwear. You pick less.
That's a winner.
Bye. Two quick picks, and then I'll get out of here. I'm looking at CeeDee Lamb yards against Detroit. I think he has been a consistent winner. I also really like Baker Mayfield against the Saints. Baker's been cooking. Saints got nothing really much to play for, and the Bucks are trying to get in the playoffs. I would take Baker, but that's just me. You do what you want to do. I'm gonna get out of here.
Well, hopefully our intern Brandon did you right and pick some winners for you guys, knowing that his track record not so good from what I hear. And if you want to start making your own picks, go to prizepicks.com/newheights. That's right, for a first deposit match up to $100. Use that code newheights.
Again, that's prizepicks.com/newheights, code newheights, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Let's get to some bold topics, starting with both of our games. How about I start with your game, because that was a lot better than my game. Eagles 33, Giants 25. On Christmas Day, the Eagles find a way to get a big divisional win late in the season on Christmas Day. That's right. Jason, you got any initial thoughts? You big jolly Christmas man. You big old happy Christmas. Jason, I had a happy Christmas. I won.
Yeah, obviously pretty damn happy to be back in the win column.
It's just a good column to be in.
Still got a lot of things to clean up, but definitely, you know, offensively put up a lot of yards and, you know, listen, the Giants defense has great players, and Wink is going to, you know, make it as difficult as possible. And boy, did he.
Mm-hmm.
Putting five guys on the line of scrimmage, bringing safeties off the edges, building you into man calls, and running zero off of it 1 second. The next second is his own pressure with guys dropping. The next second it's – and it all looks the same. So he was on it. He was a very difficult – in the game, they got home sometimes. We had some big plays off of some where Jalen was able to either escape and make a throw down the field or get it out quickly. And
I loved his decision making. I was watching the game like, yeah, this is the Jalen that is nobody wants to see. This Jalen, he was definitive with his reads, and he's just getting that ball out fast to guys that could do something with it. DeAndre Swift is one of them. Everybody's screaming, run the ball all game long. But before we get to any of that, why don't we get into some pregame fits? Jason Hey-o. Pulled up in the flip-flops and the hideous Christmas sweater.
Whoa.
And the hideous Santa hat that doesn't quite fit.
It doesn't. Is it obvious?
I mean, it looks like a child's hat on you.
I couldn't put it all the way down on my forehead. I had to leave it on like that top half. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're the koofy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you. What are you holding there in your hand?
Got some Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs.
Ooh. Are you sponsored by Reese's now?
I am not.
If anybody deserves to get a sponsor from Reese's, it's Ed Kelsey.
That's true.
He is the Reese's fucking king. But keep going. Who'd you get this from?
No, yeah, as we were going into the stadium, the security guys were checking the cars, and one of the security guards is always there, Al.
Big Al.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Al's got something for you. I looked over and he's got a big old box of Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs with him. So shout out to Al.
Did you have a bowl right before the game?
No, fortunately there weren't any bowls, but I had some after the game.
Yep. You need that. But to have a bowl of cereal, you need a bowl.
Yeah.
Shout out to Al for bringing the Christmas spirit, man.
Dude, very thoughtful.
Yeah.
Christmas spirit.
And sounds like a 92%er. How about it, baby?
That's right.
Eagles start hot. Took a 20-3 lead at halftime. First half featured a lot of Jalen brotherly shove. A brotherly shove TD and a 36-yard touchdown pass to Skinny Batman. And then the Giants might have been poking the bear a little bit on the shove TD. Did it get a little hostile down there or what?
No, it was just people. We were yapping back and forth at each other. They're talking trash. I'm talking trash.
Oh, yeah. Some good football talk. Just seeing what presents you guys got for Christmas. What fucking presents you get?
Merry Christmas. Obviously, we played those guys a bunch. So it's always a little bit more amped up. And, you know, they were definitely they came ready to go, man. They were fighting hard right from the get-go. Every time DeAndre Swift gets tackled at the one, I just look at him in the huddle. I'm like, I'm so sorry, man. Like, you know exactly what we're about to do. And, you know.
Like, you got to eat it, yeah, man. You got to eat it. It's 92%. Best play.
Swift, newsflash. Go down at the two or get in the end zone. Don't go down at the one because it is 100% the next play we're running. If you go down at the two, we'll probably run inside zone again.
Yeah, man, it's fun to watch him fucking run the ball, though, man. Golly.
It is.
Most points for Eagles in a half all season. Throwing up 23 scores or four. I'm assuming you got two touchdowns and field goal based off of what I just read. Giants claw back in late, though. The Giants benched Tommy DeVito. Shout out to the Famila. And at the end of half. And then Tyrod Taylor, man.
Yeah.
Oldie but goodie, man. Tyrod, man. Our first bowl game together down in the Orange Bowl, man. V-Tech. Tyrod Taylor and Cam Chancellor, man. Should we tell the Marty Gilliard story?
Coach, you want Marty on Tuesday? You want Marty on Saturday? Best line I've ever heard.
This is the first. I'm a freshman in college. I'm sitting in my locker. I see Marty come in, and it's snowing. It's a blizzard in Cincinnati, and we play in the beautiful state of Florida. We're down in Miami for the Orange Bowl later that week, but we were still trying to get some practices in Cincinnati, getting ready for the Hokies, right? V-Tech Hokies. Long story short, Marty came in a little. My bike. He's got the Florida accent. My bike hurt. My thumb hurt. I can't practice in this. What are we practicing in this blizzard for? If we're playing down in 80 degree weather down in Miami, well, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
It's a fair point.
Brian Kelly comes into the locker room. Whoop whoop. Whoop whoop. Everybody whoop. Everybody's whoop whooping.
Whoop whooping.
And Marty walks up. He walks straight up to Marty. Marty stands up in his locker. They have a few words back and forth. Doesn't sound like they're agreeing on anything. And Marty takes off his glasses, looks him dead in his eyes, and says, "You want Marty on Tuesday or you want Marty on Saturday? I'll let you figure it out." Glasses back on. It was like a fucking movie scene, man. And sure enough, Marty was out there in sweatpants.
Coach said, "I'll take Marty on Tuesday and Saturday."
Marty won that one, but we got fucking rolled by the Hokies, man. Shout out to Tyrod Taylor, man. So he came back in. A muffed kick led to a TD for the Giants, followed by a 65-yard pick. Ah, pick six after Dallas Goedert fell down, man. Fuck, that hurts. And then 15 unanswered points. It's 20-18 all of a sudden.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts picked up a horse collar tackle on the INT return, unfortunately. Maybe the only QB I've ever seen get that penalty. I've never seen
another guy get that too, but I can't remember.
Yeah. But at that point, I mean, threw a pick, giving up a touchdown, penalty, just fucking pour it on. Just pour it on. Who gives a shit? Let some frustration out. Just don't hurt anybody.
As somebody who is familiar with the rules of horse collar tackles, because I'm admittedly not that familiar, I feel like everybody is very gray on what actually is a horse collar tackle. They pretty much, people just call for it anytime somebody has somebody.
Yeah, you can't just call
around
it.
Here.
No, so it's what, in the back.
It's only in the back. I thought it's at the side too, maybe.
If it's at the side and you yank towards the back of them and you get like that falling back, that's what they're trying to get rid of, which is kind of the same along the same lines as what we've already been talking about in the what do you call it? The rodeo tackle, jump on the back of guys.
Hip drop.
Yeah, the hip tackle. Hip drop. Yeah. So it's kind of along those lines, but you're just grabbing a guy by his collar, or I've even seen it like you grab him by like his nameplate on the back of his jersey. You can't do that either. It's one of those kind of discretionary gray. There is a gray area, I feel like, but
yeah, this was for sure a horse collar though. Like it was.
No, he had
textbook.
full
It was like
back of the head.
No question.
Yeah, man, you're not getting in there. All right, you're in.
Right, you're in. It. You're in. But yeah.
What was the vibe like when that happened? When it was probably the biggest play of the game because all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a huge momentum shifter. I mean, between the kickoff and then that play, the first thing that you know, I think all the guys who have been through the game a lot, right? All the experienced players right away is like, listen, guys, we're still moving the ball. We're having success offensively. Don't let none of this stuff distract us from what we've been doing all game, right? I think that's the only thing that we – if that would have happened and it would have been something like where you know, we hadn't already been having success offensively, then it would have been potentially even bigger. But for us, it was like, you know, listen, we just drove the ball down the field and they got a tip ball with the receiver falling down, interception for a touchdown. Like, let's not burn the ships yet. Let's just get back out there and go put together another drive.
When a team's starting to creep back and they're making big plays and all of a sudden our offense gives up a touchdown, you know, those are momentum swings where you gotta circle the wagons right now. You know what I mean? On the sideline, you got to get everybody on the same page because that momentum can get out of control and it can just bleed. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so to see you guys come out, have a huge first down or a third down conversion where Hurts hits A.J. Brown and then the drive ends in a touchdown. That's enormous momentum to get back. As a team, let alone just the offense, you know, the defense feels that, everybody feels that in the stadium when you guys score a big touchdown after a play like that. So there were a lot of run the ball chants.
Yes, there were.
I think everybody heard them. Were you hearing them down there on the field?
I don't remember them, to be honest with you. Everybody else heard them. Maybe I was just too in my own head trying to figure out how to pick up these blitzes Wink was throwing at me. But
that man was locked in.
Yeah, I don't recall the run the ball.
Yeah, in the past few weeks, fans have gone to Novocaine with signs, actually, protesting.
I have seen there was one sign I saw.
On the chance, Nick said he didn't hear the run the ball chance.
No, he did.
Oh, he did hear. He did hear the chance. In quotes, I think I'd hear it even if I had a double headset. Okay. So loud and clear from what he says. Jokes, he appreciates the fans, but the noise makes it harder for Jalen to audible at the line. So pipe down. Do the fans have any idea what they're talking about? I'll tell you what. As a fan, you see when you give DeAndre Swift the ball behind that offensive line with those receivers blocking, looks like a positive play every time. I'm not gonna lie. It looks like a good play. You should probably run it a few times. Final thoughts on the game here, big guy. You got a post-game quote saying that it was a sloppy game, obviously. I think that was very evident. Did some really good things on offense. Jalen played incredibly well. And Wink's phenomenal. He gave a shout-out to the D coordinator for the Giants.
We've been shouting out each other all week, I guess. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it was a sloppy game, and particularly for myself. You know, I done physically, I think everybody played pretty well, which is good to see. But, you know, I think when you're getting so many different looks and all these blitzes, I think – it just wasn't the cleanest game. And that's one of the things that it does, right? That's why Wink is such a great coordinator, is it's not going to be clean. And there's going to be weird situations that happen, or you're not going to be on the right point. And I think that for me, though, I think normally I'm a lot more on top of it than I was this past week. So the snap had another false start. So frustrating last couple of weeks. But at the end of the day, happy to be back in the win column. Happy that the offense is back out there performing well. All that is definitely something that, I mean, we're very, very happy with.
Well, Devontae made a big splash in the post-game interview saying that we're not playing good football right now as an offense. We're not where we want to be, and I'm not satisfied yet. We got 11 wins, so I'm not happy. It needs to be better for what I want to do, what everybody else in here wants to do, and what we want to be.
Yeah.
So we're nowhere near that, so I'm not happy. So, all right, well. So unhappy, you know, sometimes, you know.
Listen, I'm happy to be in the win. There's no question about it, but I do think what Devontae's saying is extremely accurate. Yeah, listen, you know, we won the game, but, you know, we need to be playing a lot better if we want to do anything impactful and reach the goals that we set forth at the start of the season. And I think everybody in our building is aware of it, but, you know, all you can keep doing is just keep trying to get better. We did better than the week before, and I think that it's going to keep coming.
Catch that stride, brother. LeBron stat of the game. This is per OPTA stats. Don't know what the fuck that is.
Opta.
The Eagles are the first team in NFL history. That is right. The first team in history to fumble four times, commit 9+ penalties, allow a 65-yard pick six, and allow 65-plus yard TD pass all in the same game. That is pretty impressive. And you guys won the game.
We fumbled. I don't even remember fumbling four times. The one was the special teams on the kickoff return.
I want to bring this one up.
We had a punt that was fumbled.
There was another one that might have been a snap or something.
Oh, the snap. Gosh. Yep.
I forgot about that one.
Yep. Fuck my life.
And then on when someone recovered a fumble and then it popped back out.
Yep.
Went out of bounds. Four fumbles.
That's a hell of a LeBron stat, Opta. Thanks for that one.
It's a good job. Alrighty. Maybe our stats guys can be as good as them one day. Brandon.
It's time to talk about our next partner. That's right, Uncrustables. Over the holidays, Uncrustables are an easy snack when you're prepping for company or in the car on your way to a family gathering.
That's right. After you've been running around cooking and entertaining for the last month, Uncrustables can come in handy when the last thing you want to do is think about what to eat.
And as a father of three, I know Uncrustables can help alleviate some stress for parents about what to eat over the break when your kids are home from school and endlessly pestering you for food.
Enter Uncrustables, the best part of the sandwich.
Hey!
They're round, crimped sandwiches made with soft, pillowy bread filled with the perfect ratio of peanut butter and grape or strawberry jelly. Damn, that actually is a great description of what Uncrustable is.
Gotta appreciate the perfect peanut butter and jelly ratio. Uncrustables make life easy for busy parents. There's no mess, no prep required.
Tell them, son. Find Uncrustables in a freezer aisle near you. They're everywhere, people. Go get you one.
Yeah, you can't miss them. You'll find them. Time to shout out another one of our sponsors, State Farm. That's right. State Farm helps you score an affordable price when you bundle home and auto insurance with the Personal Price Plan.
The Personal Price Plan lets you call the plays. That's right. So you can choose the home and auto insurance coverage that fits your needs at a price that you can afford.
And bundling home and auto? That's a pro move.
Pro move.
Just another way to save with the State Farm Personal Price Plan.
All right, now, 92%ers, go ahead and talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. Let's move on to the next game, Trav. Chiefs 14, Raiders 20.
Yeah, man. That was embarrassing.
Not a Merry Christmas in Arrowhead. What do you got? What are your first thoughts?
I mean, we handed that team a win on Christmas. We literally played Santa and gave him a present.
I mean, I'd be hard pressed to disagree with you, but let's
all I got for you is that that was embarrassing. Everybody in the building knows how embarrassing that was. And that we got a short week, so we're going to forget about this shit real quick.
There you go. You guys are still in control of the AFC West, and we'll clinch it next week with a win. Or can clinch it next week with a win. Offensively, struggled a little bit. Had a negative 18 yards in the first quarter. That's when I first started watching it, because I was getting ready for the game and everything. Finally got back to the TV in the back. I think it was 3 minutes left, and I noticed that there was still negative. I was like, man, this is a rough start. The fewest yards in the first quarter by a Patrick Mahomes-led team was obviously this past game against the Raiders, where you were in negative 18 yards, and then also actually in week 12 versus the Raiders, 11 yards only in the first quarter. Those are the only two games of his career in which the Chiefs gained fewer than 15 yards in the first quarter. What do you think it is about the Raiders with the slow starts?
I don't fucking know.
They're a good defense.
Just can't catch a rhythm, and it's not just the Raiders. It's been a lot of teams that we've played. Just trying to catch a rhythm and catch stride, knowing that we got guys that we can win with, and it's just a frustrating fucking experience right now, and every single day we're going in here fixing it. I promise you guys, and it's not just one guy. It's not just me playing like dog shit. It's not just us not being able to get the run game going. It's not just us not being on the same page passing wise. It's everybody's in this fucking thing together. Everybody at some point isn't being accountable, and we all just got to bring it together, man, and put it together. And I think we're taking a lot of learning shots, and unfortunately we've lost a lot of those games. In years past, we've won those games, found a way to win at the end. Special teams, same thing. It's really just our defense that's keeping us in games. We were really, you know, banking on the defense giving us one last drive, but we played so trash as an offense that we put the defense in a really, really tough spot there at the end of the game. And it was one play can just, you know, seal it. And that's what happened there in the fourth quarter. And it's just, It's frustrating when you know you got the guys and you got everybody that you need, and just things just aren't going your way, man.
Is there anything more deflating than a defensive touchdown, too? Like, we had one in our game, and obviously the two you guys had.
There's one thing more deflating than a defensive touchdown, and that's back-to-back defensive touchdowns.
That's fair. That adds up.
And that will make you pretty fucking frustrating. I can only imagine, and that makes you frustrating as an offensive player. As a defensive player.
Like, dude, what's happening?
You pride yourself on keeping points off the board. And we gifted them 14.
Yeah. Well, the frustration was visible on the sideline. Obviously, you had the incident where you tossed your helmet in typical Kelsey fashion. It's a very normal Kelsey thing to do, apparently, when you get pissed off. And Andy commented about it after the game, the exchange he had with you. And he said he went back in and did a nice job. Things happen, emotional game, Travis is emotional, and sometimes my red hair gets to me a little bit, but it all works out.
He's looking out for me, and I love him for it. I didn't go back out there and play good. He wanted to see the fire in me, and I reacted in a bad way. He wanted to just get the best out of me, and right now I'm just not playing my best football, and I got to fucking lock the fuck in and be more accountable for him, be more accountable for my teammates. I got to keep my fucking cool, man, because as a leader on this team, that's not how you switch the momentum.
Well, you weren't the only one. Pat was also seen on the sideline trying to fire up the O-line. Isaiah Pacheco broke the training table. How about that? While being evaluated for a concussion. I know it doesn't look good, and there's better ways. There's always, in hindsight, like, hey, shouldn't have done that. Should have kept my composure. But at least you're seeing a bunch of teammates that care about it. You know what I mean? It's not the healthiest way to freaking voice it, but this is what happens when you're in a highly competitive environment with a bunch of guys that want to win, right? Couple offensive bright spots. Travis, you recorded your 900th career catch. That's also featured a nasty stiff arm in this clip. Tommy Townsend threw an absolute dart on a fake punt. Nice little quick little receiver screen. It drives me crazy when people do not run these screens right. You see how you come in and you get inside the kickout block.
Yeah, Noah had a huge block on that one. So did the Juwan Taylor getting out front. Yeah, that's how the wide receiver screen is supposed. That's where it's drawn.
Textbook,
up, you know.
Yeah,
textbook. You get me one on one. Preferably,
you get
10
inside
yards
the kickout, then you get back out if you can. But with the way it was going, I mean, once you get inside the kickout block, you're just playing football. Mm-hmm. Go to the space, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a heck of a 900th career catch right there.
Usually you see these kind of passes wide ass open. This was not a wide ass open pass. This was he back shouldered him. This is a pretty good.
He was low key covered.
Yeah, this is pretty good fucking football right here.
So this is actually the same fake punt we ran a few weeks ago against the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And it works really well when the gunner's pressed up on him, because the gun, I mean, he's immediately just trying to get leverage for the return.
Mm-hmm.
But there's Raiders and safe punt obviously weren't as concerned about getting the return on this. Thank God Tommy Townsend threw an unbelievable throw.
Yeah. Shout out to Tommy, man. Keeping the drive alive, baby.
Dude, that's a hell of a pass.
Tommy can huck it, man.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about corrections, getting things fixed on the show. You know, what do you think is the biggest thing you guys got to do offensively to get something going?
Everybody's just got to fucking do their job. Every single play, it's somebody not doing their job, and it's me. It's everybody on the team. And whether that's prep, whether that's having the confidence and understanding of what the defense is in, their coverages, their gaps in the run game, how we're picking up blitzes, how we're running routes versus certain coverages, all the above, man. It's we show signs of sparks of what kind of offense we can be. I believe we did maybe right out of halftime, I think, or I forget, the entire game's a blur, but throughout the season, we've shown during drives that we can be a high powered offense. If we don't hurt ourselves with penalties, if we're not playing first and fucking 20, every other drive or every other set of first downs, hasn't been a well-oiled machine like we've been in the past. And we just got to get everybody on the same fucking page.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just getting into the facility and just talking things out together. Maybe that's getting a few reps after practice. Maybe that's, you know, getting a few more reps you know, mental reps with each other in the film room. Whatever it is, we got to do something else, because it's been pretty consistent that we haven't been on the same page. We just got to take a little bit more ownership in what we're doing. And I'm not saying that I'm out of this. I'm the main part of this. And you got to try and find a way to clean this shit up, man.
Well, I know you guys will. Yeah, you, Patrick Mahomes, and Andy Reid, it's only a matter of time. Just keep putting in that work, brother. The good thing is, once you guys figure it out, it's going to be damn hard to beat the Chiefs. Defense is still elite. Allowed just 6 points, limiting the rookie quarterback Aiden O'Connell to 62 yards passing. Spagnuolo has been on fire all season. Raiders didn't complete a single pass after the first quarter. That is insane. Held the Raiders to just 205 yards of offense and 2 field goals. With 2 games left in the regular season, the Chiefs still lead the AFC West. Some post-game quotes, Andy Reid. We were just a tick off. Again, that's my responsibility to give them the right stuff to work with in the run game and the pass game. That's what's got to take place. Mahomes, we've got to clean it up. I think if we clean it up, we can beat anybody. I truly believe that. But we've got to prove that we can do it. Yeah, man. Those are the quotes I think you want to see. I think everybody knows it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All righty. LeBron's stat of the game. Most passing touchdowns in the first 100 career games. Pat Mahomes at 218 is the number one rated, or has the most passing touchdowns in 100 career games. Next in line, Dan Marino, pretty good. Aaron Rodgers, pretty good. And Brett Favre, pretty good. Mahomes has only played 95 games. How about that? Still got 5 more games to get this number ticking north again. That does it for Chiefs Raiders. Let's get into some Week 16 roundup, Trav.
Get me the fuck out of there.
SeatGeek. All right. I'm sure all of the 92%ers tuning in are looking to come to a Chiefs or Eagles game this season. And that's why today's sponsor is going to come in handy.
That's right. Today's episode is sponsored by SeatGeek. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the numero uno, number one rated ticketing app.
There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek. From the NFL to college football, Zach Bryan concerts, it's got it all. Trey, have you got any upcoming events you're looking forward to getting to?
Man, I haven't seen any good ones just rolling through downtown because I haven't been downtown, so I haven't been seeing anything. I'd need to go to like a good comedy show, man. I'm sure there's some good ones. I missed Bert Kreischer.
He was Kreischer. Just in Philly too.
SeatGeek puts all the tickets across the web in one place to make sure you are getting a good deal. And each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so look for the green dots. Green means good, and red means bad, not so good.
And every ticket is backed by the buyer guarantee, and SeatGeek is the only site that lets you return your tickets ahead of the event with swaps.
Ooh, and you know we came through for you 92%ers.
Hey, yo.
Use the code KELSEY10 for 10% off on tickets on SeatGeek.
That's right. Code KELSEY10 will get you 10% off tickets, whether you're a new or existing customer. Open the app and type the code in right now. All right, if you know one thing about this show, it's that sometimes you'll see a giant dog behind me, and you guys love to comment about how lazy and unfit he looks, but let me tell you, he is very fit, and that's because I feed him the Farmer's Dog.
The Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced, and made from human-grade ingredients in safe, clean kitchens. How about that?
How about that? And my wife prefers that they eat this over the gophers in the backyard. It doesn't matter if your dog is young or old, it's always the right time to begin investing in their health, helping you live more healthy, happy, and full years together.
The Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food, 92%ers. They also send food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/newheights. Plus, you get free shipping when you order.
Just go to thefarmersdog.com/newheights to get 50% off. That's thefarmersdog.com/newheights.
Updated playoff picture. Only 2 divisions clinched. The NFC North with the Lions and the NFC West with the Niners. With a win over the Vikings, the Detroit Lions won the NFC North for the first time since 1993. I believe they had a guy named Barry Sanders.
Well, actually, I think it's their first time ever winning the NFC North, because I think the last time they won their division.
They weren't the NFC North?
It wasn't the NFC North. I believe I saw that.
Yeah, it was the NFC Central.
I think.
Maybe. Lions tweeted a great throwback meme of Jared Goff. That's right. See this thing? I haven't seen it. Don't be hating.
Don't be hating.
Malibu's most wanted, baby.
I know somebody else who gets that quite a bit.
Browns and Lions each have 10 wins for the first time in 70 years. Jesus Christ, that is a long time.
Dude, who would have thought?
Shout out to the Browns and Lions for having organizations for 70 years. That's pretty cool. Three teams, Eagles, Lions, Niners, tied at 11-4 for the number one seed in the NFC.
Yep.
Dumb question. Do we think teams will continue to play starters for number one seed, or are they going to try and stay healthy more important?
Well, I think they'll definitely play start. Listen, the number one seed.
If you're fucking battling for that number one seed, you're starting your starters.
Yeah, you want the bye. I don't think people realize how big of an advantage having that bye week is.
Fuck, that bye is a huge advantage.
So there's no question in my mind that teams are going to be playing all out to get the number one seed. But we'll see how it shakes out.
Yeah, and three teams, Jags, Colts, and Texans, tied for 8-7 in the AFC South. Only division with all teams still alive for the playoffs. The AFC North, that's right.
Stacked, man.
Browns, Bengals, Steelers, and Ravens.
Ravens.
Who just had a fucking...
huge win.
Huge win.
They had a very Merry Christmas.
Very merry. Shout out to Lamar Jackson and the gang. Ref safety. How about that? Talking about that Ravens game. The Christmas night game between the Ravens and the Niners featured something we had never seen before. And that's the refs having an impact on the game. Who would have thought? A ref accidentally trips Lamar Jackson. I'll tell you what, man. This is the only time I feel bad for the ref.
I feel
this
bad,
is the most right? embarrassing. This is the most embarrassing way to fucking influence a game as a referee. You fall down and trip the quarterback in the end zone as he's trying to throw the ball away. Didn't throw it to anybody, so intentional grounding in the end zone results in a safety. You could see the refs kind of get together right after this play, and the ref that fell down is looking at him. He's like, damn it, that's a safety, isn't it? And he says, yep. And you could just see it on his face. Is like remorse, like, god damn it, I'm gonna look like an idiot.
Dude, it's good that they did not lose this game by like a point or something like that, because it would have been pandemonium.
Oh my god, it would have been fucking epic. Oh my god, it would have been epic. Golly.
What do you think is going through his head? Like, he is just
get the fuck,
like,
out, the way, get the fuck it, out the way, get the fuck out the way, get the fuck out the way, get the fuck out the way.
He's more embarrassed that he fell, or more like upset that he just impacted the play. You know what I mean?
I think it's all the above. I think it's all the above. Throw it's all,
all the emotions are hitting him at once. Gosh.
Just a fucking bath bomb of emotions. I will say, man,
this is why, listen, you're going to be an official in a Lamar Jackson game, much like a offensive lineman. You got to be ready for that dude to be anywhere at once. You can't, you know, he starts rolling out, looks like he's going to go to his right, then he pirouettes, comes back to the other side, and the official, it's on top of him before he even has a chance.
The official's looking at the offensive line, trying to see if there's any holding or hands of the face, realizes Lamar's rolling out right towards him, and you know what? That's why you got to be an athlete. No matter who you are on the field, you have to be an athlete. And this ref did not show his athleticism too well.
I don't want to, dude, I don't... He got caught in a pretty compromising situation. I don't know.
He got flustered. He got flustered. He panicked. He definitely panicked. He 1,000% panicked. He was like, oh, shit. Fucking upper body moved a lot faster than the lower body.
But I don't know. I don't know that I would have done much better in that situation. If I'm in a full backpedal and all of a sudden all these guys just start coming back at me.
No, you got good. Yeah, you got them Mama Kelsey hips. You're opening them things up real quick.
You might. I think you think a little bit higher of me than what might actually happen. Anyways, there's another angle of it. I didn't even see this other. I've only seen that one angle.
Dude, it's so bad. They slow motioned him. That was fucked up.
Oh.
And they kept panning to the ref. That's why I felt bad for him. The TV kept panning to him and seeing his face of just like, god damn it. It's Christmas. My family's watching this game.
But
all my friends are watching this game. I'm not going to be able to go into work tomorrow.
Right here, you clearly see him trip him.
Yeah, the old foot. Yeah, his feet just get tied up.
Lucky you didn't have to go in the blue tent.
Sometimes it just sucks to suck. You know, sometimes you just got to eat it.
So I had my share in the game, too. Let's get on to something better than that. greatest doink of all time. We can't talk about this week without mentioning Patriots kicker Chad Ryland, who absolutely bombed the field goal post in their win over the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a doink. Boom! Sounds like a gunshot goes off. Like,
yeah.
It's got a...
He had to have hit the mic. There's mic. For everyone that doesn't know, there is a microphone on the top of the field goal post.
On both of them?
Yeah, on both of them. Did you know that?
No. On both posts or both field goals?
It's kind of like the NBA. There's a microphone underneath the hoop.
Yeah.
I think the NFL does the same thing on big games.
So is it to pick up the noise of the doink? Is that solely what that's there for?
Who knows? I'm not sure why the NFL does it.
Or is it there to pick up ambient noise? What is it?
Maybe. Maybe it's to pick up like the crowd noise and stuff.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Seems
man.
Like a weird
Either spot, way, though, but... when he hit that post, it was, yeah. like you said, a gunshot.
Yeah.
So an aggressive greatest doink. Greatest doink of all time?
I don't know, man.
I know one other.
It's hard to beat the double doink.
I love you, Nagy.
Double doink?
I love you, Nags. I love you, Nags. Fuck, I love you. I was there. I was there. Soldier Field, baby. I was at that game. Heck yeah. I gave Tyler Bray, backup QB for the Bears. I gave him a beer before the game.
That's right.
He was on the field. And I just like, Dad, you want a beer, dude?
That's awesome.
My guy, shout out to T. Bray, man. Missed that dude. Yeah, I don't know if it beats the double doink. And Philadelphia wins a Super Bowl off of the double doink.
No, that wasn't that year. That was the next year. The double doink was 2018. We ended up losing to the Saints the next round. That was the year after the Super Bowl. Double doink.
I thought you guys went Bears-Vikings.
No, we went Bears, then Saints. And we almost pulled it off against the Saints. Probably should have. We screwed that one up. But
Who'd you guys play before the Vikings the year you won it?
Falcons.
I knew that.
Yeah.
I knew that. All right. Well, then, yeah, this is the greatest doink of all time. New Heights. Let's get along to their New Heights stamps of the week, baby.
Let's do it.
Let's hand out some stamps of the week to players who took their game to new heights in week 16 of the NFL season. New Heights Stamp of the Week is sponsored by State Farm. That's right. Talk to a State Farm agent today and learn how you can bundle and save with the personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How about that? A lot of good options. A lot of good options this week.
Yeah, we got some good ones.
Lions obviously clinching the what is now the NFC North, or for the first time in history, is a pretty awesome stampable moment.
Dan Campbell.
You know, Ravens rookie Kyle Hamilton with his two interceptions.
Yeah.
Against the 49ers. Another very stampable moment this week.
Yeah.
A lot of good football and meaningful football being played. But I'm going to go right with the homerism, and I'm going straight to our Brownies. Amari Cooper, 11 receptions for a single game franchise record. One of the oldest franchises in the history of the NFL and before the NFL or modern NFL. 265 yards and two touchdowns in the Browns' 36-22 win over Houston. I think a lot of people with Deshaun Watson being out thought that the Browns were going to trend downward, but lo and behold, they signed Joe Flacco, and Joe's proven he's got some gas left in that tank.
Come on now.
He's got he is chucking that thing. Amari Cooper, 265 yards in the most receiving yards in the history of the Browns organization in a single game. That's insane. Awesome.
Dude,
awesome.
This is, I love this for Joe. Shout out to Amari, first of all.
Exactly. Amari, we're giving the stamp to Amari, but I'm also kind of giving it to Joe. It's a double stamp. But either way,
double stamp.
We're going to Amari.
You
can't double stamp a triple stamp. Amari Cooper is a fourth player in NFL history with three career games with at least 200 receiving yards and two touchdowns. How about that?
Dude.
Sixth player in NFL history with four career games at least 200 receiving yards.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Way to go, Amari. Way to go, Brownies. Still rolling over there. Jim Schwartz and company is, hey, man, they're getting ready for these playoffs.
All right, now.
All right, Trevor. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going with the old George Pickens. That's
hey!
Right. Everybody loved to mention how he was not blocking for the Steelers running backs and said that he wasn't a good teammate or that he only enjoyed playing football when he was catching the football. Well, George caught the football damn well.
Turns out that's pretty important too.
Christmas weekend. Four catches of six targets for 195 yards and two touchdowns in Saturday's 34-11 win over the Bengals. And I'll tell you what, man, he was flying around. Nobody could catch this dude when he had the ball in his hands. And when he scored, everybody's like, I hear you talking. I hear everybody talking, baby. I'm just going to go ahead and keep putting up these dubs. And shout out to Pickens, man, for taking this game to new heights, man. I love it when somebody just has a great game after everyone doubts them and doubts their integrity and all that shit. Obviously, you never know what's going on in a building, but out from the outside, I could be happy for George Pickens, man.
Dude, whenever anybody is going through adversity and they come out and they perform, it doesn't matter. That. It's the greatest thing to watch ever.
I'm here for
it. For 195 yards. I mean, he's basically averaging 50 yards a catch.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we can deal with your run blocking.
just get in there. You do that. You do what you did this past.
George, get better effort, but keep catching those 50-yard passes, please.
Yeah. Shout out to George for taking his game to new heights, baby.
All righty. That's it, folks. That wraps up this episode of New Heights. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube to the New Heights channel so you know when the new episodes are coming out. We're dropping our bonus video on Thursday this week, so make sure you check that out. We'll preview our Week 17 games, maybe look at some fan art, whatever we feel like doing. And, of course, make sure to tune in for the special Kelce Christmas Family Year-End Holiday Spectacular episode that's going to be premiering this Friday. You won't want to miss it. If you have any questions or looking for any information on the Kelce family, I think a lot of things will be answered this week. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, New Heights is presented by Wave Sports and Entertainment and brought to you by Uncrustables, that PB&J that you just can't resist. All right, now the best part of the sandwich, as they say.
It's pretty damn good.
Follow the show on all social media at New Heights Show with 1S, and thank you to our production and crew always for making us look way better than what we are, and to the 92%ers for tuning in. We will see you guys later this week with the family, what is it? What are we calling that thing? A family spectacular.
Kelce family year-end holiday spectacular. I don't like that. It's Kelce Christmas episode.
What he said. Peace.
Fuck. Ed Kelce calling me in the middle of the show. Does he not know that we're doing the show right now?
He does know.
So what is he calling me for?
Answer it. Answer it. Just answer it. Hurry up. Put him on. Put him on blast.
I already declined it. Let's see what he says.
You decline phone calls?
From Ed? Yes.
Just let it ring.
What's up, Dad?
I'm sorry. Are you on your podcast?
Yeah, we're on the podcast. What's up?
Okay. Well, I don't want to talk and be recorded.
We're not recording you. I wouldn't do that to you. Why would I record you?
Brandon, stop recording.